That's dedication, bro. I don't want to hear no excuses from no other person I know.
We are here. We are live right now for the Cap Room. It's February 8th, post-trade deadline. What's up, guys? How you doing? Corey is on the road like Anthony Bourdain right now.
Yeah. You know, I had to get started. You know, me and Niles hit the road next week for a couple of weeks, but I had to get started early. I'm just getting used to the bus, you know, public transportation. No, this is my normal. I just wasn't back at home in time. Sorry, Cap Room, if there's any, you know what I mean, little extra noise that we go right there. But it don't matter because the Mavs run the West right now. I'm super happy. How y'all boys?
I'm not happy. I want to make a special shout out to Rob Pelinka. Nigga, come on, bro. Did you not understand I have a podcast I have to do with two niggas that already hate the Lakers? And now you don't make no moves, bro. I feel like, you know, like when everybody was getting bikes and shit, I feel like the kid that didn't get a bike. That's exactly how I feel. Everybody else got a 10-speed bike, and I'm just running after y'all. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the season. I'm so pissed.
First off, y'all got the opening topic on every major sports show still this yesterday. Everything I heard was, well, let's talk about who didn't make moves. I'm like, what? Get to the Mavs.
I think Marcus Morris is a future Laker in the buyout market. So
I wouldn't be mad at having Dinwiddie, but I saw something about maybe Robin Lopez.
No. This is sad right now that name just came out of your mouth.
This is very sad. No shit,
Robin. Nasty work.
But that's Joe Harris, maybe, you know, he seems like he'd be a nice bike. Maybe like the training wheels on it. Or like they say anything smaller bike than your friend's bikes.
Anything besides keeping Torian rotation. Vando's is probably done for the season. Y'all gotta keep Torian Prince out that rotation.
It's over. Like the playoffs, but
so I guess we're planning to just go trade by trade, break it down. Probably not all the trades, because like I don't really care. I don't think people care about like
about Killian Hayes.
Yeah, Killian Hayes getting released, which is crazy.
Y'all were right. Ben was right. Maybe 6, 7, 8 episodes back, Monty Williams might need to be fired. This is nasty. They had to release Killian Hayes so Jay Nivey could be free. That's why I sent you boys Jay Nivey's Instagram post right after the trade. It's just him and his brother Cade. Now, finally, nothing can stop that duo.
I guess we'll start with the trade that everyone's starting with. Everyone's just freaking out about. This is a finals winning trade, apparently. The Knicks getting Alex Burke and Bojan Bogdanovic for basically Quentin Grimes and the Evan Fournier expiring. I guess I'll give my 2 cents.
Woo-hoo. Evil Dante was in that trade too. Evil Dante was in that trade.
Who's Evil Dante?
Oh, Malachi Flint. Yeah, that's Evil Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah, that's
he's like
Evil
the
Dante.
Anti. He's like
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like him. He's done. He's been on too many teams to where people can be like, oh, maybe there's a little something in there. But I think he's like on his fifth team, so he's done. But yeah, the Knicks, they got two good players again, which you know they already have a lot of good players. They need that star player, but. Woohoo. Is anyone more excited than me about this?
I hit the group chat immediately and told you the Knicks run the East. And this Cavaliers homer just couldn't put himself around it. Last week we talked about, and you'll hear these episodes back to back. Sorry, Capron fans. But last week we just talked about the Celtics being, they might not have it. It's wide open in the East. And the Knicks, versatile. They're already just a tough team. This is why your team, I still don't believe in them. They gentlemen up and bullied the Cavaliers with the bigger star, with the bigger guy who's dropped 60 in the playoffs here. I just think this trade has just made them super deep as well. Not just deep, but just, yo, if Randall goes down again, Bogey, get your ass up. It's time to start dropping 20 a game again. I just think they have so many pieces in the cupboard now to work with. And, yo, I've seen Jalen Brunson outplay the guy a couple times. So, I like the Knicks right now.
Yeah. I really want a Knicks-Bucks playoff series.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nasty. Giannis in the guard, Patrick Beverly cussing out Spike Lee. Come on now, that sounds like cinema.
It's a movie. I need it, bro. Patrick Beverly guarding Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter. Oh my God.
Yeah, so the Knicks, they basically traded Emmanuel Quickly and RJ Barrett for OG, and then they supplemented trading away Quickly and Barrett for Burks and Bogdanovich. And I think OG Anunoby is the best player out of all of them.
Don't do Precious like that. OG has been great, and he just tore something in his elbow. He'd be out 3 weeks. He's an all-star, so that should help. But Precious like that. Precious is Julius and Mitchell still now. He averaging like 10 rebounds. He's double-double machine right now, Precious Achiuwa. I think the same way some people are praising that damn Xavier Tillman pickup for the Celtics, that's why I like the Knicks right now. I just think they have so much. Like, I think the Porzingis is inevitable. And then I think Randall sucking or getting injured in the playoffs is now inevitable. It's happened twice, 2 out of 2 with them. I mean, you got to be ready for something. So I do. Oh, my God. Ben is a hater. I don't like this Cavs hate coming out of you right now. This Knicks team is just as hot as your Cavs team. And they rolling right now. This is dope to see the Knicks.
But this is a unique way to like build a team that I haven't seen before, where all their young draft picks that have been playing like fairly well, they just all trade for like players like in their primes or slightly older in their primes.
That can play. Okay, so right now I heard a lot of math because I'm not trying to jump ahead, but about losing Brunson, about losing Dorian Finn. Bro, Kyrie is better than Jalen Brunson. Yo, I like PJ Washington. Yo, come on, man. Stop playing. We got better players.
Did you say
players
Kyrie's better than Jalen?
Oh, you better stop playing with Supercocks. Did you just see the one-handed oop in Brooklyn?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's blasphemous to say that Jalen Brunson is better than Kyrie. He seems to definitely have a more winning effect on his team than Kyrie does.
I'd have to disagree there.
Hey, no comment, because Kyrie playing with the best playmaker in basketball right now, the best isolation scorer in basketball. Hey, I'm not.
And Hardaway?
Listen, I like this Knicks. The Villanova, you're talking about no homegrown studs, but these guys are a family. Before they traded Ryan Archidello, it was 4 Villanova guys on there. They're just missing Eric Pascal and Mikael Bridges. Yo, the Villanova Knicks are amazing. The CAA Knicks are amazing. There is some unity there. They might not be – they are homegrown to a sense. Like, they're all coming out of Villanova. And they signed the CAA. This is very strategic way of building the team, and I like it. The Knicks ain't been relevant since the 2013 Carmelo Anthony 62-point game when they were.
Were they really relevant back then? Like, were they really? We were being nice to them.
No, we knew Miami was cruising through the East, but Boston not cruising through the East. Yo, Cleveland not cruising through the East. Miami still got a chance to come out of nowhere and smack some boys. So. Yo, I love the Knicks' chances. That's why I'm in favor of the Knicks right now, because I am still a Jalen Brunson truther. So, you are right. I would put Jalen Brunson above Kyrie right now, but I'm a Jalen Brunson truther. I think JB, bro, he outplayed your boy twice, back-to-back years. 2
Niles,
years in a row.
What,
two
would you year, be outplayed surprised him twice. If, would you be surprised if they got to the finals, the Knicks?
Who's the Knicks?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're definitely going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that without.
So you guys think they're better than the Cavs?
Yes.
Yes. Y'all got to show me. Y'all got to show me.
I understand. You're allowed to think that because of the last year's playoffs. Like, I understand that. But I would say it's different this year. I've officially, like, put my stamp of approval on we're better than we were last year. So
Max Strus got y'all. All right.
You think the Cavs are going to go to the finals?
All I'm saying is they're looking like really good right now. Like, Donovan Mitchell is playing like maybe his best basketball that he's played in his career. He looks like he's like taking the floor, like the facilitating, like this is my offense to like the next level. I mean, we just have added so much shooting, and Evan Mobley, he's hit a couple threes that have looked pretty good the past couple days. It looks like he like slightly altered his shot. I think the team just looks like they have like a different mentality. Like they look like they're more confident, like they belong more. And we just have like an incredibly easy February too. So like, I think our two seed is like, could be pretty safe after this month.
Y'all had an incredible January. Look, I love when we were just in my other group chat talking about, I love when teams beat the teams they're supposed to beat. Y'all whooping the boys y'all supposed to beat. Donovan looks great. Yo, the Donovan Jerry thing, figuring itself out while those other two boys was injured was great. But I have to see it now. Mitchell Robinson ain't nothing but 175 pounds soaking wet himself. And they were just pushing y'all boys around. And is Max Strus the answer for the leaving Isaac Okoro in the corner and clogging up the lane so Spider can't operate? I just have to see it. Now half court basketball kicks in. I just watched Denver's last 5 minutes closing out Miami in game five. I want to see that. I want to not even to that level of two-man game. I just want to see those guys get through a round together before I start proclaiming them. And I have seen Jalen Brunson and the Knicks team at least win a round.
Leon, you did your thing, buddy. Executive of the year, probably.
Yeah, Ben's got some dogs.
Like, in terms of, like, good teams that have a chance to win getting better, that you can definitely say, like, this was the most impactful trade of the league. I think this next trade could be, like, sneaky, like, impactful, and that's the Gordon Hayward trade to the Thunder for Trey Mann, Bertans in a couple seconds. Gordon Hayward, I think, is good. He just gets paid a lot of money. He just gets paid $30 million and no one wants him and he's always gets hurt. But if he stays healthy, this is like the exact type of player the Thunder want. Just like a big wing who can just do anything on offense, can pass, can drive, can pull up from just about anywhere. I think this is a good pickup for them.
Does he start?
I don't think it matters because I think he's going to close now. I just still think the thing they didn't address was getting a big. I mean, I wasn't even – I know Zach Lowe was talking about all rim run with a disrupt. Want a rim run. Chet is get pushed around. He gets pushed around every night. Every night, I tell you boys, I never bet on Chet rebounds because you can't count on. If anybody got 20, 30 pounds on Chet, they are putting him under the basket and going to get that ball. And those extra possessions in the playoffs when we just have basketball, it's going to matter so much. That's why I'm loving what the Mavs did. I'm not trying to jump ahead again. I'm just saying I want the boys 3-6 matchup because I want to see Gafford put that boy under the basket. I just I do love the Gordon Hayward move, though. I just think they're so young and – oh my goodness, Chet, man. We got to see it. Chet might, you never know. Chet might hunker down in the playoffs, put some damn weight on his thighs or something. I don't know. But
yeah, the Thunder are like that young team that's hot that I would like the Lakers to get like in a matchup in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they just can't match up well against the Lakers' size.
Like a little 2-7 matchup. That's, yeah, for the Lakers, like maybe that would be their best. Like chance,
right. Yeah. The T-Wolves are going to mess out the gym, so I would not want them, and I wouldn't want the Clippers either. But just back to the trade, it's a cool move. Like Corey said, closing lineup type stuff. He's a guy that can get you a bit and probably causes some matchup problems if he's healthy. But I just don't think he was kind of the asset that they needed. I definitely think they needed more rim protection and just like rebounding. So
yeah, they kind of just like doubled down to what they already had. Like Shea and Jalen Williams are for sure gonna be ahead of them, right? But like, in terms of like a third ball handler,
yeah,
like it could be like Gordon Hayward now and not Josh Giddey,
right? I just don't get why they make a play like a Daniel Gafford or try to get Robin Lopez to buy out or something like that.
Yeah, that would make sense because the Daniel Gafford, I mean, he went pretty cheaply, so.
Yeah,
and they have every pick in the world. So
we used their first to get Daniel Gafford. used their first round pick.
Damn.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the other Hornets trade. what they did, and they sent Corey's Mavericks, PJ Washington, and 2 second round picks for Grant Williams, Seth Curry, and a top two protected 2027 first. I gotta say, It's a big first round pick to give up for PJ Washington, but also it's to get off the Grant Williams contract as well. So maybe that's an okay price.
Listen, I'm here. Let me say this. Let me say this, because there's been a lot of talk about what we gave up for these guys yesterday. Nico Harrison is cleaning up Donnie Nelson's last year of his mistakes. That is what's happening. Nico Harrison did not trade for Chris Paps Porzingis and still owes another first to the Knicks right now. That was not his move. He is here to clean up the dumbass mistake. Seth Curry for Josh Richardson in the first place was stupid. I didn't even understand it. There was a lot of dumb moves before Nico got here. And since Nico got here, all we've done is I'm just saying, he traded Porzingis at the deadline. We went right to the Western Conference Finals. Saw Luke and them boys just sucked last year. We wasn't going nowhere. He said, fuck it, let's go get Kyrie. Let's go ahead. Let's go get us some Kyrie. And you know what? People said we shouldn't have. And look at us now. With Derek Lively. If fucking Wimby wasn't generational and Chet wasn't in his second year, I mean, my boy's still going first team all rookie. Now we got PJ Washington. We got four. Hey man. Now, granted, Brunson shouldn't have walked out the door. That wasn't on Nico. That was on that dumb nigga Mark Cuban. He do not own my team no more. And we had to give up Dorian, because I was about to say we ain't had four good players since 2022 Western Conference Final. Now we got four good players. All Luka needs is three good guys, man. That's all we've been at. All he needs is three good guys. And watch the Magic. He about to work, man. That Mavs run the West, man. That's my end and take, dog. Nico, thank you for cleaning up these messes. We get two firsts in the summer. We got two second rounders out of the PJ deal. Hey, listen, we are fine. We are here. We got a
backup. Will you put money?
Don't even have to touch you. Whoa. Put money on who?
Just put money on a Knicks Mavs finals right now. So, like, do it.
I'll do Boston Mavs, but Knicks Mavs would be my dream. I want to see JB there. Wow. I do want to see JB there. So, but I'll put it on probably Boston.
When you got to put the money up, Boston goes to the finals. But hypothetically, the Knicks go to the finals.
In a best case scenario, the Knicks go to the finals. But if I'm a betting man, yeah, I'm putting my money on Boston. But I would definitely bet on Luka. Are y'all crazy right now? Hey, I told y'all in the chat, I only fear Kawhi. I seen Kawhi do something in game 6, 2021 I never saw. And I will blame myself, because I saw Jalen Brunson, Maxi Kleber, and Dwight Powell at the Shake Shack right before game 7. And I might have jinxed them. That might have been my. And I won't let nothing like that happen in the Clipper series this time. We probably going to like 10 degrees.
Do you have any goodbyes to Grant Williams? Any farewells to Grant?
Get the fuck out. I mean, hey, Grant, man, rub some guys the wrong way. Everybody, game 4, Luka said, this nigga talk too much. But that nigga, hey, he's like, yo, this nigga be. We saw the Kyrie side eye. And the Kyrie side eye, we talked about that. It really just was like, but this nigga lame. I knew that. We knew he was lame. We saw how Tatum was talking to him. We knew he was lame. But when you're not making threes, can't tolerate that lame shit. You got to go.
So, like, who is the equivalent of Grant Williams? He's just, like, the friend who just, like, won't shut up, and you're just, like, get out of my face?
You know that friend when you get drunk, he just too much. He too handsy. He did all of it, bro. He always trying to do something. And this nigga don't be drunk. So, I know. Yeah, nah, brother.
I got to imagine, like, he's not funny. And that's, like, a huge reason of why.
Yeah. That's lame. You lame, but you just talk. He just going. And I saw his daddy mic'd up at the game a couple weeks ago. Just like him. I was like, yup, see? He is daddy annoying. His daddy annoying. Yeah. And his daddy sitting in the stands by himself just annoying. I'm like, oh, boy, he get that from you. Like, you are just, boy, sit down. Yeah, I'm glad. Yo, vibes have to be high. And like I said earlier in the pod, Spencer Dinwiddie. The only two duos to drop 30 in the game 7 is Kobe and Shaq, and Luka Doncic and Spencer Dinwiddie. Check the stats. Spencer, come home, baby. I know Jaden Hardy not ready, y'all.
Spencer, come home.
Spencer, come home. He ain't played well since he left us. It ain't no coincidence. Come on home. He said, I just watched his interview with Theo Pence. He said, yo, this was some of the best basketball I've played, bro. He was like, bro, because I've had a journeyman. I tore my ACL, had a couple good years with the Nets, but then Kynum came. And then when I got out, I saw it in his eyes. Come home. This is where you belong. Come be the third ball handler. We need another ball handler. I need a reason for Tim not to play. Tim is when we went to the 2022 Western Conference Finals, Tim Hardaway was injured. He's like our title, bro. Please, Spencer, come on. There we go. That's it. Mavs up. Mavs fans for life.
Okay, so what do we think about the deal? Let's just go to the Daniel Gafford trade too. I think best case scenario, Derek Lively, like if he's playing well, is like a more impactful NBA center right now.
Oh, right now, still, yeah, Gafford is a backup. I think I saw that when I traded a first for a backup. But right now, Lively's been injured a lot. And I think the problem with our defense slipping to eighth is, one, Dante Exum and Jr. both have been hurt. Dante's still hurt now. And Derek Lively's been out. And I told you at the beginning of the season, yo, Grant Williams, our third best player, we were in trouble. Somehow, our 19-year-old rookie, Derek Lively, became our third player. And it's trouble. But Derek's really good. He's just 25 minutes a game right now. And we need somebody like Gafford with that same type of profile that can rim run, that can block shots, that can rebound. And then once Lively is healthy in the playoffs, and they try to push my rook around like people going to push Chet around, hey, come get up, guys. Come on. Time to knock some niggas out. Time to push some boys around. And that's why I really love the move. We don't play Dwight Powell anymore. Hopefully not pay his ass either no more. These are two great moves by the Mavs, man. I'm telling you, regardless of what happens this year with my Mavericks, we are in a better position today than we were 2 days ago. We got two firsts rolling into the summer. Tim Hardaway will be an expiring. Kleber will be an expiring. And we kept all the young guys, Josh Green, Omax Prosper, and Jaden Hardy. I just think we improved. I like us. We about 6D now. I don't know what happens at the three spot. Hopefully Josh Green steps up. But the Gaffer move does nothing but make us stronger. I like it. I like it. Bobby Marks said we got some great relief pitchers the other day. I love that analogy. It just it gave Luka more to play with than to be out there looking at Grant Williams' ugly ass face, not hitting threes. And especially if we got to be in a fucking play-in versus LeBron or Steph. I don't – hey, shit. Hell no. So I love the Daniel Gafford move. And I've wanted Gafford on the Mavs for a long time. This is I won a championship with him on my 2K team with the Mavericks. So – This just aligns with my views of Dallas. No, it's a great backup. And in case Lively is injured, he can come in, play spot minutes, play, go 10, 15 games starting. So I'm excited. And Lively's out right now, so hopefully he plays Saturday versus Oklahoma City. And you'll see what I mean about how we're going to push them boys around if we meet them in a series.
And you guys think Grant Williams has learned his lesson?
I really want Shea versus – hell no.
Do you think he will come in a little more humble in Charlotte? Maybe stay a little quieter?
You better be humble because Miles Bridges don't know how to keep his hands to himself. So you better be humble. I know that. I know that. I know that.
We're going to pivot to another trade. Let's go to the Sixers getting Buddy Hield. If they had Joel Embiid, I wouldn't care. Buddy Hield, he'll shoot knockdown threes. He's not like gonna win. He's not gonna make a difference with Joel Embiid out, I don't think.
No. Does the Kyle Lowry buy-in news, does that do anything for y'all?
I maybe a teeny bit, but no.
Yeah, this isn't what I thought when I was saying Caruso and Rose. Or the Bogdan Burks were actually I think the Sixers are done. I think they know Embiid isn't coming back and they're not telling us. Just gave a Pat Bev for no fucking reason. Pat Bev has been like the heart and soul of Philly. I don't care what fuck did. I don't know who was trying to talk about Pat not making an offense stagnant the other day. Hey, man, Pat, I watched the game, bet my money on Pat Bev and Paul Reed, and won it. These niggas was running efficient pick and rolls. I've just seen a lot from Pat Bev this season that I like. Jaden Springer in that damn national team was actually doing a good job on staff. They just gave him away. Daniel House is gone. Marcus Moore. Hey, man, I don't know what the fuck Daryl Moore. They punted. They punted without telling us they were punting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the last minute. Buddy Hill, Butt Trade came in. I'm like, oh, okay. I felt like, man. And then all the other news just started coming out. They lost three guys in like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, this is over. They wrapped this up. They said he ain't
coming back. Yeah, I think the Buddy Hill trade.
Maxie doesn't even look good out there. This is that Grizzlies team.
I think the Buddy Hill trade is like, so they can like re-sign him in the offseason. So they like have a better chance of re-signing him in the offseason.
Okay. Okay, but Buddy Hill coming off the bench. You going to start Buddy Hill with Maxey?
Probably not, no. Maybe.
All right. I'm just saying, I'm still starting. I mean, he needs the defense. That's the problem with you guys in Cleveland.
Okay, so here's a question. I would say, like, this trade deadline was, like, a pretty much a dud at the deadline, but we still had trades throughout, like, the month. The Siakam trade, the OG trade, even the James Harden trade in the beginning of the year. Do you guys prefer like those the big trades to be like spaced out, or do you just want them all like on the trade deadline day, like within hours of each other?
I like the trade deadline day because like it really is just like you see what GMs are like really, really making moves. Like, because I feel like a lot of times the trades kind of fall like dominoes after like a certain trade happens. It's like, oh, okay, we can't get that guy. Let's make moves now. So that's that's why I like those. Like if a big trade can get pulled off at the deadline, I'm like, that GM really was like working, you know?
I think as a fan and consumer, yeah, but from a team aspect, hell no, space them out. You should go get your Harden early. So now you're the best team in basketball walking into the deadline looking like, hey, PJ, your ass got to stay.
Right.
Hey, and we probably finna run this way. There is increasingly a lot of talk about that Clippers team being not even the Nuggets' biggest threat. In my basketball circles, I'm hearing Big Joker don't want to see Kawhi in those seven games here.
Oh, I heard that? Hey, okay.
I'm hearing in my circles, Big Joker
breaking
don't
news
even
on the cap
Kawhi.
Room. Jokic is scared of Kawhi. Breaking news.
That's what I'm hearing.
He said
he ain't got the playoff dud. He ain't got the dud playoff piece. He got Big Harden and Lil Baby on the sideline now. This ain't 2020. It's so, it's different right now. He say I'm playing like 2017 Kawhi. He said he had to step it up.
He's also converted Travis Scott to being a Clipper fan, too. He's no longer a Rocket fan.
He just took all his Houston niggas. He brought all his Houston niggas to LA and they are running it up.
Yeah, man. If you're a Houston rapper, you're not trying to get your girl taken by Udoka. So it's just like, let me go be a Clippers fan. Ain't nobody gonna take your girl that's a Clipper. What's the next trade?
All these other trades are just so boring.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I guess the Suns trade, the Royce O'Neal and David Roddy. Royce O'Neal, he might not even make it into their closing lineup. They traded him like they want him to be in the closing lineup, but I can't imagine. They're like,
now, Ben has Royce O'Neal hate. He just said it. He wanted Dodo over Royce. Don't let Ben's hate cloud you. Royce will close games. That is crazy. That is crazy. I just saw him knock down 5 threes.
Okay.
There isn't a good playmaker on the Brooklyn Nets until Ben Simmons came back, and he dropped a dud last night. I'm never betting on Ben again. But I just saw Royce O'Neal have two great shoot nights back to back. As soon as Ben came back into the lineup, you put a playmaker like Booker Beal around him. You just never know. It gives you more versatility than throwing little arms Eric Gordon out there and Grayson Allen's white ass out there that's gonna get picked on. So I like the Royce O'Neal move. That was
because all crazy. Royce can do, like, he can shoot open threes and he can play like average defense. He can't do anything else. Once he puts the ball on the floor, he cannot do anything else.
And the defense is okay because I saw Jalen Brunson drop 40 on him in a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not like really an addition that moves the needle, but maybe it helps them with just depth. because Phoenix doesn't, their depth is not great. So
yeah, they traded everything too. I don't think they have like much to trade after that, if anything.
Just the Nasir Little contract to be aggregated. Well, can't be aggregated, but they got that contract. We didn't like Pat Bev. Well, first off, shout out to Pat Bev. He broke his own news. I watched the entire 30-minute pod. Pat Bev, love to Pat Bev. I do like Pat Bev in Milwaukee. I don't think it moves the needle that much, but I do like Pat Bev in Milwaukee. I was calling for it with another move. I thought it would have came with another move, but Pat Bev by itself is
Like the guy who like contenders are like, oh, we can get him, he can play good defense and he'll be a help to like a championship team. But like, when has this man like been to the conference finals? Like, when has a team with Pat Bev been to the finals? Like, I just,
the 2021 Clippers went to the conference finals.
Was he on that team?
1000%, and that was the best team in the West. But Kawhi tore his ACL in the second round.
Yeah, I just that was when he
you know, he was on that team because he pushed CP in the closeout game in the back. He was so mad. That's how much of a competitor Pat Bev is. I don't like that you're doing this to Pat Bev. All right, bro. I know you ain't never had a Pat Bev on your team. I know that fake dog, that little puppy you got, Isaac Okoro. I know it make you think you know what Pat Bev supposed to be.
No, just that like is Pat so Bev, disrespectful. Hey, just that like is Pat so Bev, disrespectful.
Hey, yo, I had a dodo, so I know what it's like. Hey, just like Pat Bev told Niles and them Lakers, hey, they tried to blame me and Russ. We on good teams. We on top of the East, and he got traded to the top of the East. And
I don't like that.
He wasn't a problem. It wasn't Pat. That wasn't a problem.
We got rid of them and went to the Western Conference Finals.
Hey, bro, and got y'all last swept. Stop playing with me. Hey, man, go do it. Go do it.
If Pat Bev and Russ were on that team, we were not going to the Western Conference Finals.
Hey, man, and just like when we made the Western Conference Finals, the very next year, y'all ain't even making a play. Hey, bro, this ain't got nothing to do. Leave Pat Bev out of y'all narratives. Chicago born.
I said I liked him on the books. He just didn't fit our team.
Hey, look. Man, all right, I'm letting that go. Because Pat ain't did nothing to y'all. Pat Bev. Come on, Barstool Chicago. Matter of fact, we got a link in a couple weeks. I can do the clips. I'm going to clip this up, Pat. Hey, Pat. Barstool Chicago. Yeah. Shout out to Pat Bev. I like that move for the Bucks, getting back to basketball. I really do.
No more Malik Beasley guarding the best guard on the other team. That shit's over.
I know. I heard KLC talking about he feel bad for Andre Jackson. Hey, look, man. Andre Jackson wasn't going to be playing in no fucking Boston series, Kevin O'Connor. No. Come on, no. Man. Stop playing, bro. Put a dog out there, and like my boy said on this pod, man, I'm back with Doc. Doc gonna let me do my thing, Joe. Hey, Doc know how I play, Joe. So I'm excited. I love Pat Bev. I love that move for the Bucks.
Me too.
So I just like, if I was a team competing for a championship, I don't want like having Patrick Beverley in my closing five. It's just not a good sign, I don't think, in 2024. They would choose many other players if they had like the assets over Pat Bev.
Right, but that's circumstantial. Right now, he is in a closing five, and they do have Giannis Antetokounmpo. What is he, 1, 2? Because he ain't 3. So I'm just saying, you still got Giannis. You got Dame, one of the best scorers still in this league, one of the best shooters in this league. He ain't no Klay Thompson. He ain't falling off now.
I guess for the teams that did do something, I honestly liked what the Hornets got for what they sold. I think they did a good job selling. A team that should have sold, and they did because they're really, really bad. But there are many teams
who didn't
do anything who just are going to live another year in this like 10 games under 500 region, the Bulls.
All right. Shout out Pat Bev, City of Chicago. The Reinsdorfs are a cancer to the Chicago Bulls organization. Chicago sports are in turmoil. It feels like at all times, maybe every city sports feels like this, is maybe why I'm not a Bulls fan. I couldn't get caught up in it all. The Cubs went and won that World Series finally in 2016. And these dodos waited too long to trade Chris Bryant and to trade the boy. And then now we got to trade Javi Baez. Now the whole thing is blown up. Hey, Jay Cutler came and just stole money from the Chicago Bears. And then we had to go through this Mitchell Trubisky bullshit, Justin Fields. And now we get to the Bulls. I want to send y'all a screenshot from my other group chat, but the Bulls are cursed. You win, you get the greatest player of all time, 6 titles in 8 years. The whole city got to be cursed now. You can't even get no more. Ben know what I'm talking about. You get you a LeBron James, you get your chip, they don't come again. The city is cursed. We are cursed. Chicago, I'm so sorry. This is malpractice. DeMar DeRozan is coming off the books. He's not resigning.
No.
Alex Caruso turns 30. Kobe White needs some playing room. Hey, that boy Zach LaVine went and got surgery so he couldn't get traded. Vucevic is, wow, that Franz Wagner, Wendell Carter trade looks worse and worse every day. This Bulls thing.
If they're willing to give up their 2027 first for PJ Washington, they probably would have been willing to give it up for an Alex Caruso or someone else, which means like I think there were options for them to sell.
The rumor is Golden State offered 2 firsts and Moses Moody for Alex Caruso, and they turned it down.
See, now that is absurd. If that is true, if that is true, this is crazy. You can't do that.
This is crazy. What are we doing? Bro, again, that's why I started with that dramatic monologue. The Bulls are cursed. The Reinsdorf, y'all have done terrible by that organization. I heard they was trying to ship Lonzo instead.
For what? He doesn't play.
You trying? I'm that's trying to great. Understand
if
the
that's,
thinking
if
too.
That's
man.
True that they turned down 2 firsts for Alex Caruso. They're never getting 3 firsts for him. Like they're never getting that.
This like the Nets turning down the Dorian Finney, keeping guys a year too long. Every time it happens, the value shot Bogdanovich with New York.
Yep.
You're not getting the same deal you're getting, and this is just bad. DeRozan not gonna be there. We got a second leg. Injury, major leg injury to Zach LaVine. Vucevic sucks. Chicago, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to decide, like, if they want to pay Patrick Williams $150 million. Like, they're...
Oh, God.
They're like, just... Yeah, they're just... They've just committed to another year of mediocrity.
That's not even mediocrity. They say they're doing this to sell fucking two fucking first-round playoff tickets. It's all they be guaranteed.
Yeah,
y'all haven't been guaranteed a spot.
Some of these franchises are looking like the play in, and they're just seeing like a mirage of like, ooh, maybe we're good since we like have a chance. And like, it doesn't matter if you're the 8th seed, but if you what matters is that you're 10 games under 500. That's like you're not close to any of this. I mean, they don't even have like young players I'm like excited about, like besides. Like
I love Kobe White.
He's good.
He's been balling. Hey, and I wasn't the biggest Kobe White fan, but this definitely been a great doing all of this bullshit. The LaVine
and then
going down.
If that's the case, then like commit to building around him. Commit to that. If that's the young player they want to build around, they have to pick these players. They have to sell the rest of the players. But
yeah. This is
So if the playoffs start now, they're in the play-in.
But they are 10 games.
Do you think they're just like, oh my goodness, we were up in the fourth quarter against the Heat in the play-in last year. If we would have won that, maybe we would have gotten to the finals.
If they think like that, they're insane.
No, they got to be thinking something like that. Something
like source. If we get Lonzo back next year, there's the Lonzo Caruso. Here we go. We're gonna recapture that first half.
I'm not even bringing up that trash hat. Hey, I'm not bringing up that run. That run shouldn't even get brought up no more. The fucking first half when Lonzo was, bro, they were playing trash teams. They were playing trash teams. And when it got down to the gritty, it started time to play some good teams. They started getting their ass whooped. What's up, man? They start getting their ass whooped. So playing trash teams and then the playoffs coming around and y'all not coming through. Man, I just don't believe in that. I don't believe in that, man. And again, being from Chicago, the Bulls thing is just way overdone. Oh, thank you. It's just way overdone.
Dog. I can
blow it up.
Switch to the Wizards and how I don't think they sold enough, but they're still super bad. So they didn't have to sell to be bad. Like there's already the worst team in the NBA. So they didn't feel like they were getting the value. Some of their players are younger. So I don't think like Kyle Kuzma's value is going to depreciate after this.
Yeah. I was about to say, you can get more for Kuz in the summer.
Here's a question. Would you have rather traded that first round pick in Grant Williams for Kyle Kuzma?
The plan was for Kyle Kuzma. I think they wanted two firsts and one of the young guys and like Josh Green.
Okay. So they just weren't budging on their price, which I understand.
Yeah, that price is high. You know I wanted Kuz. I told you guys, I thought it was Kuz, Denny, and Gafford. I thought that was the deal. That seemed like it made the most sense to me. I definitely wanted Kuz, that scoring versatility. But I think that's why you pivot to PJ. I mean, multiple 30-point games. He's been going off of 20 balls. He just dropped the 40 ball a couple of weeks ago. And that's not his first time. He is an amazing scorer. And that's my Dinwiddie point, too. Some of the, I wouldn't say inconsistencies of my boy PJ, but just that all the ways coming through. Spencer Dinwiddie dropped 30 in the playoff game. I mean, we're going to have, I said it already, we're going to have our first coming this summer. So I think Kuzma's still in play. Seeing the stories now, we were close to getting him. I think the Kuzma thing is still in play. So, but I would rather a Mikal Bridges type.
I guess we can bring up the Nets a little bit too. The Hawks, the Nets. Okay, so here the past two games, the Cavs have played have been at the Wizards and at the Nets, and I've witnessed two of the most like depressing home stadium atmospheres of the year. the Nets. Like I heard just JB Bickerstaff just talking the whole time during the broadcast. Like it was so quiet in there. I heard so much. Like it is just not a good vibe in the Nets stadium. And then the Wizards, I don't know if you guys have ever watched a Wizards game at when they're in Washington, but every time Jordan Poole misses a shot, he gets booed. Like he gets booed by his home fans. Like he was getting booed off the floor. I felt really bad for him.
Now, to the audience at home, they might not know that I'm a degenerate gambler, but these two are the phone dudes. I bet on the Wizards a lot. And that's why I could have got a compliment for my Daniel Gafford love, because I bet on every center in the league to get a double-double versus Daniel Gafford. I'm 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 centers get doubled up. Also, I have bet the lower on Jordan Poole every time. Maybe 7 times this season. The other night, I bet the lower, he scored 0 points.
Yeah, I think that was against the Cavs.
Yeah, yo, that was y'all game. Yeah, shout out. Oh, yeah, your boy didn't get a double-double. Jared, I was pissed. 9 out of 10, I told you.
That my inadequacies was paying a nigga rent, I would be so upset.
Hey, look, bro, these guys got to play better. Hey, yeah, the Wizards, oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Wizards, yeah. That's what I said. Anytime Denny is out there without Jordan Poole, he looks like the happiest player. He looks like Luka. He's just smiling all the time. It's crazy. I just have to think they thought they were going to – they know they're going to get more for Kuzma in the offseason. You still – all the contenders get two of their picks. You can re-sign Tyus, and he's still going to be very valuable. Denny Avdija is going to be valuable. You got Bilal Coulibaly, who looks really good. Every time I'm watching him, he's the guy jumping off the screen to me. I wish he could do something on offense, but defensively, he just looks dope. Just very versatile. He's everywhere switching.
Whoa. Earthquake.
Oh, this is an earthquake?
Earthquake.
Yeah. I'm thinking something going on in my house.
Earthquake.
No, I was like, why am I shaking in my chair right now? And I'm like,
what?
Like, that was an earthquake.
Wow. A fucking live earthquake called that. I'm thinking, cap room.
I'm thinking y'all heard what was going on in my house. I'm like, who is downstairs? Because y'all know this the party house. I'm like, who is down there?
Right. I know nobody jams music wise in my building at all. So I was just kind of like, I know.
Whoa.
Man, let me smoke this weed.
Oh my. All right.
This might be the end. Let me smoke this blunt.
We might be calling it. We're all okay. Is everyone okay? For sure. My whole desk shook.
All right.
Like everything on my desk shook.
Right. My house is okay.
I got animals in my crib, so I need to check on the cats.
Boy, it was shaking. Yeah, yeah. We might have to do a little. Wow. Okay. Doing live on the cap room. Come on, this is the viral episode. Come on, man. I'm getting this up immediately. Hold on. Let me get ready.
Right. I'm about to tweet. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, yeah. The earthquake app. Yeah, man. Get this right on.
Ooh, oh, this is my second earthquake in Los Angeles. I've been in the exact same position in this chair.
In this chair. That is sick. I think this is like my fourth or fifth. What's your number? I'm deep in them. Sometimes I don't even realize they got
Little Miss Earthquake.
Little Miss Earthquake.
Okay. Yeah, well, what's the mag on that? What's the mag? Let's see.
What's the mag? It wasn't crazy. I mean, well, I'm on the second floor.
It felt bigger than my last. Lake,
so it was kind of crazy. Wish they could see my background. Y'all see? And I'd be up here in the hills. Oh, I'm not gonna like this a video, bro. Hey, listen. Oh, listening, man. This was we are okay. You know, sometimes the earthquakes are kind of cute and fun, not as dangerous as you think, but we don't know, as Ben is checking, the magnitude of said earthquake, you know. That sometimes that happens while you're just trying to talk sports and do your little podcast. They like my nature, like, fuck that. We exist.
I don't know, man. Earthquakes freak me out. Earthquakes really freak me out because I'm like, when is it gonna stop shaking?
They could run the broadcast back and hear you freaking out. You were the main, main one.
The internet tells you to just fucking tense up with your core and just stand still and just hold on. And that's what I was doing. I was like flexing my core the whole time.
Tense? You were flexing your...
That's what the internet says. That's what the internet says to do.
The fuck was flexing your core?
We got a 4.7 earthquake. 4.7. Okay. So that's a pretty solid one, I think.
And that's out of what? What'd that be out of?
10.
Damn. Okay, that's a half. So it was me. Making sure I heard him, right? Y'all.
Fuck, dude, my roommates just walking.
I just saw both my roommates go to work. You think they still there? I text them right now. They can be like, "We got that just all right for you."
Speaking of mid, who else didn't make moves at the deadline? Y'all thought should have.
We talked about your Lakers at the beginning. Those goddamn Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I was very surprised that nothing was done. You're in 12th place, my nigga. What are you doing?
Now the boys know I was on public transportation earlier, so I listened to a lot of the pod. I'm hearing that they thought there wasn't any move to make. They offered for the Caruso. Once the Caruso thing died, they looked around on Olympic. Guess they didn't like the price or think it was that much of an upgrade. And the leap that Kuminga has made, and I will say, again, degenerate better here, bet the offers on Kuminga. That boy is the second best Warrior. He is nasty. If they're going to give him that offensive freedom, He's nasty. He's still like the defender you think he'll be, but offensively, the boy is nice. They running some pick and roll shit. It looks good.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a report that they tried to get Caruso, and that's a good offer for Caruso, 2 firsts and Moses Moody. Like, that's, I think, an aggressive offer. I'm really surprised the Bulls said no to that. So it seems like they were actively looking to get better and just maybe couldn't find the piece. It seems like the Warriors are kind of the Warriors fans are doing a little turn on Klay Thompson. Like, they don't want to see him closing games anymore. They much rather have him on the bench. And it seems like they're getting more comfortable seeing like one of their big three just like become like a seventh best player on a team.
So we going into that quote, the Klay quote. You got the exact quote, man.
What's the Klay quote?
I'm paraphrasing. You can look it up real quick, but I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Of course, it's tough for me. I'm going from one of the best players in the world to not closing games. It's tough as hell just to watch."
And okay.
My empathy levels aren't up for Klay Thompson for sure after I saw the statement.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Klay Thompson has been bad all year. There's been very little moments. The other night before the trade deadline, I know Klay, a lot of my people in Indiana just witnessed him go start 7 for 7 from three. But the game before, Steph was just protesting, guys. It was like he didn't even want to put up a shot. He didn't give a fuck what was going on. It was almost like hey, either y'all gonna trade these bombs or I ain't playing. And it was crazy to see, because yesterday was Klay Thompson's birthday and they benched him versus the Indiana Pacers, who allow the most threes. You know, I know this because I'm a betting degenerate. One of the best shooters of all time got set versus a team who allows the most threes. That's why fucking Steph hit 9 threes. We cashed out. Steph and
Yeah, Steph had like 11 threes. Yesterday. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he made 11 last night or something like that.
Hey, bro. Didn't matter, and he cashed my shit in the first quarter. I said, yeah, Donovan almost did too. Your boy was shooting that thing yesterday. I said, come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, no. If well, we can get him.
But yeah, he's been shooting the last four games ever since he announced that 3-point contest. For all my betting fans out there, bet the high on Donovan. If they got him at 3.5, take it. He is chucking that bitch and letting it fly. All right, but Klay Thompson hitting bench versus one of the worst 3-point shooting defensive teams in the league. But it's just not a good look right now. And I don't think it was no suitors for Klay, even if that's where they wanted to go. I don't think it's no suitors for Klay.
Yeah,
man.
Like, do you think, is Klay Thompson just, is he a bench guy who you just throw him out there? If he's hot, he'll get more minutes. If he's not, it's not going to be a high-minute game for him.
What's the difference between Klay Thompson and Buddy Hield right now?
Buddy Hield can participate in the fast break.
Hey, look. And Buddy Hield not going to be a starter. I just was alluding to that with that Philly thing earlier. Buddy Hield not even a starter.
That was nasty.
When was the last? Just try to picture Klay Thompson running the fast break,
he was
break right now. 3-point line to 3-point line. And how fast is he going? He's not.
Yo. Oh, I could put my headphones back on. I might be sounding crazy. Yes, this is a... the Klay thing is bad. I guess if there's is there any bright spot, because we've shat on the Warriors more times than I can count. We might be the number one Warrior hating podcast. Like if you just start counting up,
hell yeah, fuck them niggas.
Okay, this Lakers fan. I don't have any animosity. Listen, this thing, Pazinski's good. Kuminga's having a moment, I guess. I mean, I liked Moody last year in the playoffs when they finally did decide to play him. You still got some picks. I don't know, man. This is depressing. That was my point of anybody giving the Mavericks backlash. When you got a superstar of that caliber with Steph Curry, you got to do everything in your fucking power. Picks be damned. If you trade Steph Curry or Luka Doncic, you're getting 20 fucking first and a valuable asset. Clean the cupboard. Go ahead, Ben, because I'm angry for the Warriors.
I mean, I don't mind hating the Warriors. I don't mind with that label to be on the cap room. Like, our identity is a Warriors hating podcast. I'm okay with that. I think I can fight the good fight. I'm okay with them not, like, overpaying for anyone. They have a lot of young players that they can just give time to and just see what happens.
Okay, but this is the thing. I like that I heard this earlier. I'm not sure if it was McMahon. I'm glad my Mavs kept all the young guys too. But there's some point when you need the young guys for it to click, like Mobley and fucking Garland, and you come and you got your Spider and Jarrett that's ready, and now the two guys ain't clicking. And now my two guys, Klay getting older, Draymond ready to punch somebody in the face, and these niggas not ready.
I was going to say a thing about Draymond. Like, he started, like, he came in super soft after the suspension. He was super mellow. I've noticed an uptick in his aggression the past couple games. Like, it seems like it's starting to show a little bit. I'm expecting a blow up around mid-March, maybe a couple game suspension before the playoffs. Because definitely, like, if they don't make the play-in and they're still under 500 around mid-March, you know Draymond's not going to like that. And I'm predicting another European
making the playoffs blow up. I get what you're saying. I know which one you're talking about. That's almost inevitable. That's the only point. Again,
it's really just them and the Jazz. I'm confident the Lakers should be better, have a better record than the Warriors. The Kings, they have a good cushion. So it's just them and the Jazz.
Don't put us – okay, let's do this, because I was about to give your team the benefit of the doubt. Let's give it the cushions that it deserves. 1-4 in the West is its own bracket.
Agreed.
Five through eight is another bracket.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right. Now, before we start talking about them playing teams, let's go over to the East. There is the Celtics, and then there is that three-man race right now. Yo, Cavs is in front, but it's Cavs, Knicks, Bucks. And then now we got Philly, and they own the bracket like Boston. And then we going with the Miami, Indiana thing. I don't even care about Orlando and all them. Orlando, y'all bet not get beat by Trae Young. I can see it almost. I can see it in the play-in. Orlando getting that damn 9-8 versus them damn motherfucking Hawks, and Trae Young busting their ass for 45. Oof. And now all of a sudden we got to see Boosie for 7 games. Well, maybe 5 games with Boston telling Tatum, boy, that boy back. Boy, that boy back. I don't want to see it. I want Paolo in the play in. But yeah, don't cushion us. Cushion us. We different. We
still no, I did. I did. But yeah.
Trae Young's the last player you want to play in a play in. Like that's
he. No, LeBron. Look, I know everybody don't want to play Luke in no play-in, but I'm not trying to see LeBron and AD in no type of fucking play-in, nothing. Nothing. 7-game series, way different. But when we start talking about one and done, all I can see is Luka not getting calls and start crying. I'm going to break a TV. I know it. I could see it. So I want my boys, hopefully PJ and them get us 5 or 6. But the Warriors are done. You telling me, all right, I think the Lakers are getting it, Ben. What happens when Ime ain't cheated all year? What happens when that Houston team start locking up? Like, they right there. Houston, Utah, and Golden State's all in the three-man race.
Yeah. I could see Houston's youngins taking another step this second half and maybe
especially when
well
they bench Jalen Green. Oh, ain't no more Draymond Michelle going to be at the games? Sengun can focus.
Yeah, she take her old ass somewhere.
Yeah, get your little creepy. Hey, look, though. The Warriors have shown me nothing. This is not the 2022 team that – this isn't even – y'all remember that 2021 scoring champ Steph year when they were just running ISOs, and that's when we found out Jordan Poole could play basketball. And that team was in a play-in. And do y'all remember what happened?
They lost the Lakers? Yeah. In the play-in.
Lost to the Lakers. Hold on. But that was a 7-8 matchup. Do y'all remember the game they played after?
Grizzlies?
Grizzlies and got their ass whooped.
Oh, they got destroyed.
I don't even want to see it. Because shout out that LeBron second, that last second LeBron shot was dope. It was cold in 2020.
Oh, yeah, when he lied.
I couldn't see. I was blind. LeBron. One of the best LeBron lies ever.
LeBron lied like he the president.
We've been gone since the LeBron when he went to MSG, when it was CAA clutch at MSG. We was gone for that, wasn't we?
I think so, yeah.
I guess we have to end with it. I mean, not end with, but I guess Ben, as a great, as a Toledo, Ohio native, as an Ohioan, how do you feel about LeBron's nasty antics year in and year out? Because the MSG one was nasty. The Knicks towel, the kicks, like.
It's pretty.
I'm saying it now. I'm not clipping this up. Somebody going to have to catch me in this one. For him to say Bronny James could start and Bronny James going to be a fucking G-leaguer undrafted. Yo, he is nasty. And I'm bigging up my son because my daddy bigged me up. He ain't never seen me do stand-up, but I'm the best. That was nasty. He ain't tell it to fucking Anthony Davis and D'Angelo Russell. Your son ain't making it. You tell hey, y'all the Laker and the LeBron lovers. Y'all got to defend this nastiness because sometimes I can't speak up LeBron.
So have I watched one USC game this year? No. Do I know anything about anything? No. But from what I'm picturing, the clips of Bronny James that I've seen play basketball, it seems like he's going to have to fit the role of a defensive guard who can really guard with the team's best player and shoot threes. And he seems to be a good defensive player who has the ability to shoot threes. I think he's being very intentional about carving out a specific role for him. And I think if he works hard enough, like he could maybe do it. But is anyone going to draft him in the first round? No, because those are not the type of players you draft in the first round.
To any Cap Room fans, go watch the fucking highlights just to the Arizona game with KD in the stands. It is nasty work. He cannot shoot. I'm not even – I said 3 episodes ago, I said, yo, I'm chilling because that's a child. He cannot shoot. He can. I'm so sorry.
Who's,
y'all.
What's the daughter's name? What's his daughter's name?
Zuri.
Yeah, we might have to put our stock into her in the WNBA.
No, I'm telling you, Bryce the one. Bryce at 6'7".
He's looking long. He's looking long, lengthy.
6'7". See, if Bronny can see, there we go. And we're going to get on Bronny. Because if Bronny was 6'7", I wouldn't even have to say this. But I just didn't like Bron, the smartest player in the world still to this day, even with Joker out there. Literally, don't play with me, man. D-Lo is knocking down. I bet the over on D-Lo 3 for 3 weeks while he was on the trade block.
Yeah, hey,
that nigga's been amazing. I ain't seen Bronny hit two shots in a row all season. I am not going for this shit, dog. No.
Okay, please, okay. Question, since we're on the
– Trade and block D-Lo is different.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. He was – but, boy, I'm talking about one game he needed two. He got five. I said, that nigga, man, he ain't trying to go.
There were some wild performances. Like Caris LeVert, I think his agent might have told him maybe he's been in trade rumors, and he just came out this week just chucking up shots, just absolutely.
That's why Josh Green did a reverse windmill dunk in the Garden yesterday because he didn't get traded. I said, oh, these niggas. I said, boy, be hyped, man.
Since we're on the topic of LeBron and his antics, how quickly do we think he called Drake after Drake's nudes got leaked?
All right. Hey, man. What's up, man? Y'all saw Zion on Wednesday against the Clippers. He was amazing. Didn't he tweet something out, or was that John Cena? I saw a lot of people doing some nasty things when that Drake stuff came out. Oh, no, don't try to get quiet now. Y'all answer for these antics.
I think he handled it well. You know, we all got nudes. We're sending them out. They're flying through the internet right now. You know, it's bound one day that mine get leaked. And, you know, I just want to hopefully we can show solidarity to every man out there who's a victim of this for like, you know, my future posterity.
Speaking of showing your ass, listen, like I said a couple weeks ago, Joker. Today, I was sitting on a great Miami fan of mine. Shout out to Ron. And I was watching I watched three last 5 minutes of offenses from Denver in those finals. We are still playing with ourselves, y'all. I haven't seen Kawhi in three rounds in 5 years. But that fat motherfucker in Denver is the toughest person in the world to guard with that two-man game in half court. We got 30 games left. A few weeks ago, we was getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we were saying, yo, why are we playing with ourselves with Denver? Denver didn't make a single move at the deadline. And I'm still sitting here going, sheesh, that they the team to beat. Hey, and in some of those games, the three games I watched too, y'all, Michael Porter had to hit the bench.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, you know, I've been on this train for a while. Like I think like they can find a better players than Michael Porter Jr. with that contract and some of their young players. Like Bruce Brown was closing games over him in the finals. They don't have Bruce Brown anymore. I think like a lack of depth could show in the playoffs.
I think Peyton Watson, we did a Peyton Watson love fest at the beginning of the year. Peyton Watson, I mean, he's been up and down. He's had his moments. Peyton Watson is it. He's going to be the one closing game for that team when Michael Porter not making shots. I just think the versatility of having a Michael Porter Jr. is hey, bro, that's why I would have loved the Kyle Kuzma. Having a guy that can get you 30, 40 at any time, I know that's why Tim Hardaway's still on my team, and I can't wait to get Dinwiddie so he's gone. But look this is – bro, I don't think it matters, bro. I don't think it matters, no, Bruce Brown. Peyton Watson is going to do the same thing. There was an ISO on the right wing. Joker's shot went right over. Bruce Brown came out of nowhere, grabbed the rebound, put it back up. It was in a one-point game under 2 minutes. I said, God damn, Peyton Watson can do just that. Flying around, being in the spots he needs to be. I don't think this is indicative of their depth, man. I just don't think. Unless you're getting a full three, four rounds of Kawhi Leonard, Back it up, back to back. Joker MVP, Finals MVP, back to back championships. So let's start the legacy talk, like he Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I wish the Tebows weren't like dumb because they really are. They're built.
I wish they could run plays in the fourth.
They're literally built to beat Jokic.
Yeah, like we didn't talk about the Monte Morris thing, but
you love that move, don't you?
Right. I thought about you when I saw that on Twitter. I was like, well,
they watched his like three games he played, and they were like, okay, we'll take a shot on him because I do think he's better.
They needed a backup, so
I heard they was going for Tyus. They did go for Tyus. It was the price might have just been high on Tyus, man.
Yeah. And they could maybe do a sign and trade with him in the offseason and get a first. Yeah. I, the more I think about the Wizards, I think, yeah, their assets aren't going to depreciate. So I think them staying put, they're already pretty bad. Jordan Poole is never going anywhere.
Right. No, nobody's trading for Jordan Poole. And I heard Orlando wanted Tyus. That's not funny. I heard Orlando wanted Tyus. So I know they'll be in the mix with Minnesota in the summer with those picks. So,
yeah.
I mean, Minnesota, I do wish Minnesota – you could run a play. They weren't stupid. Like Anthony Edwards, he just has brain farts still. At this young age, he's just like, hey, nah, fuck it, I got it. And that's the worst part. Shout out to Kobe Day yesterday. Hey, whoever scheduled the Nuggets on Kobe Day, you should be fucking arrested. Anyway, get them the fucking Nuggets, nigga. What Gilbert Arenas say? Nigga couldn't have got the Trailblazers. Nobody gonna give me hey, bro. Anyways. But yeah, too many young guys got Mamba mentality, and a guy like Ant does not need Mamba mentality. He needs some Joker mentality, some LeBron mentality.
I like
that.
Niggas
need to survey the fucking land, dog.
Yeah, that's why I wish the Thunder had got some beef. You know what I'm saying?
And look, I know everybody loves, and that's why Ben didn't want to comment when I kept saying I want the Mavs to see him. This Shai versus Luka discourse has been out of hand since the FIBA Cup last year.
Shai versus Luka would go crazy.
I love Shai. I think if narrative is right, he should win this MVP. I mean, they might still give it to Joker, but this should be his MVP. I saw Melo say this is his to lose. I love that, Melo. Yo.
Shai just got to drop 40 a few times and he'll get it.
Have a big big night in one of these little premier weeks. But look, Shai and that Thunder team, like now said, I just wanted them to get bigger. We talk about it every time and we're going to do it in the playoffs when it's time to do the episode. When it gets down to that half court, possession slow up, and you just need an efficient bucket. And I'm telling you, I'm not calling them a foul merchant. But Shai does a lot of crafty things to get to the line, bro.
And what about that Luka off arm, though? What about that Luka off arm? That off arm is always just going everywhere.
What my boy Luka has shown, though, he can get through rounds without them foul calls. Beat my boy up. He's still making a step back.
All right. We got to call it. Time's almost up. What a crazy fucking episode of the Cap Room. We took some public transportation with Corey, and then we ended it with an earthquake. I don't know if it gets any crazier than that in podcasting.